N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
On the show this week,
plans to develop the centre of Muswell Hill suffer a setback.
On a personal level and for the Traders Association, I'm absolutely devastated. It feels like a real kick in the teeth when we've been working so hard in an economic climate that's really very difficult. I also think it's a politically motivated decision. I don't think it's one that comes off of any real understanding of what Muswell Hill is.
Local resident talks about his life in North London.
If I'm honest, I was originally unsure about moving to Muswell Hill because this was just in the post-Baby P era and it's in Haringey. For me, Haringey was this hell of tower blocks.
And adult ballet. Could this be a way to keep fit and have fun?
My mother wasn't a dancer. She, in fact, after having me, wanted to get fit and not go to the gym. So started adult ballet classes. Really loved it and knew she was never going to actually dance, but thought, OK, if I can't dance, I shall train to teach.
You're listening to N10 with me, LJ. We start this week with the news that potential infrastructure developments for the centre of Muswell Hill have been put on hold indefinitely. The project to improve the shopping experience for consumers has been led by the Muswell Hill Traders Association. Up until last week, the future for the area looked promising. But as Chair Emma Whittlestone revealed at the most recent traders meeting on Monday, priorities for Haringey Council, it seems, have changed.
In the last 12 months, we've won some funding from the Mayor's Outer London Fund, which was designed to rejuvenate high streets that are not being improved with Olympic money, with transport changes and so on. And we won about £80,000 to market Muswell Hill. And we divided that into a few projects, one of which was to pay for the Christmas lights, another was to get a brand designed for Muswell Hill so that people felt they belonged to something. We then used some money to fund our Christmas event, where we had Santa and all of his Lapland friends come to Muswell Hill, stilt walkers and so on. We are going to be having an event in March which will promote the green side of Muswell Hill. That's round one. The Mayor's Outer London Fund was split into two rounds. Round one was an immediate cash injection onto the high street. Round two was for bigger infrastructure changes. And when we were thinking about Muswell Hill, thinking about, for example, our Christmas event, we wanted to have carol singers from the local schools and a few stilt walkers and so on. The first question was, where are we going to put them? Muswell Hill's lovely, it's got some really nice pavements, but they're not very wide. And the one thing that Muswell Hill's really lacking, and is actually really important to a community, is a town square, or a space that can be used as a town square. And what we wanted to do is create an environment in Muswell Hill where the pedestrians can flow really well around it. So not only do we want this town square, we also wanted to widen pavements, we wanted to put trees on the pavements, and we wanted to incorporate Avenue Muse, which runs behind the Broadway. We put a bid together for this round two money. We spoke to a local architect who's a resident. He works on urban spaces and he came up with some beautiful drawings. And we submitted those to the Mayor of London's office with Haringey Council's blessing. Unfortunately, once we put the bid in, we found out that Haringey had decided to remove their backing for our bid.
So how do you feel about the decision?
On a personal level and for the Traders Association, I'm absolutely devastated. It feels like a real kick in the teeth when we've been working so hard in an economic climate that's really very difficult. I also think it's a politically motivated decision. I don't think it's one that comes off of any real understanding of what Muswell Hill is and where it's possibly going in the next few years. Our vacancy rates are getting higher and higher every week.
What did they give us, the reason?
The reason they gave was that they wanted to focus their energies on Tottenham and focus their bids on Tottenham, which, by the way, whilst we fully support all the work that goes in to Tottenham, they shouldn't ignore the other areas of the borough. Haringey is a large borough and it isn't just about Tottenham.
What are you going to do going forward now in terms of, I mean, is this it now for the bid? Is that it finished or?
For the bid, yes, because we've been told that our bid is now null and void. But the actual architectural plans that we've got, the community spirit that it invoked is still there. And what we'd like to do is use that as a platform. Say maybe we can't afford the £1 million project that we've got here, but maybe we could afford a tenth of it and we could start small and build up. Are there other funds of money that we could possibly bid for? I don't know. I would actually urge anyone that's listening to this, if they're interested in talking about ways that we can move a project like this forward, then please contact the Muswell Hill Traders Group.
Just remind us then what to look out for the next event that's coming up.
The next event will be our Green Week. There will be the launch of our Muswell Hill Treasure Trail app. There will be a free bag for life for anyone shopping in their local shops at the end of March. And there will also be lots of other activities for kids and residents.
That was Chair of the Muswell Hill Traders Association, Emma Whittlestone. And now to getting to know the locals. This week we chat to PR expert Dominic Stevenson, who has lived in Muswell Hill for the past 2 years.
When I was younger, my voice didn't develop properly, and so until I was like five or something, I couldn't really talk, I could make noise, and so I had to go to a lot of speech therapy to learn how to talk. And then when I got to seven, overnight, like, do you know when you wake up one morning and I developed a really bad stutter? I was reading Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator the night before to my mum. Then I went to bed, woke up the next morning with a stutter. And like, to this day, like, there's nothing that happened. Kids being kids, that led to relentless bullying, which then led into secondary school. It's just one of those things that you learn to cope with. I'm from the countryside. And
where are you from then?
I was born in Sheffield, and then I lived in just on the east coast of Lincolnshire for 17 years, and then moved down to Kingston, and then I moved to Muswell Hill about 2 years ago.
Why?
I put an advert on spareroom.co.uk. Just got an email from a landlord in Muswell Hill saying, we've got a spare room if you want to come and have a look, it's empty. You can move in today if you like it. And if I'm honest, I was originally unsure about moving to Muswell Hill.
Why?
Because this was just in the post-baby P era.
Mm.
And it's in Haringey. For me, Haringey was this hell of tower blocks and concrete.
Oh, that was your understanding of it before you came?
Exactly.
What a surprise when you arrived here.
Well, no, exactly.
Let's talk about your Twitter, because you're very vocal on Twitter. Who do you follow? I mean, who in the area do you like to follow? And
oh, crikey. I've always been a fan of Ian Lee. I was at the bus stop and I saw him. This was probably last February. And I saw him and I did that kind of, I swear I recognise you, I'm positive I do. And he smiled at me and then it sort of tweaked and then I went all giddy and then like jumped on a bus and then off.
Shy.
Yeah, and so then I tweeted, can't believe just met Ian Lee off the 11 o'clock show at a bus stop. And then one of my friends who was following him copied him in and said, oh, you should have said hi. And I was like, so I replied and he was still copied in and said, oh, it's on TV and stuff. I'm sort of too shy to say hello. So he then messaged back and was like, don't be daft. I'm like, if you see me again, come and say hello.
Oh, nice.
And then I did. And got chatting, and then he invited me to interview him at the Absolute Radio Studios. And he genuinely such a nice man.
Give us a sort of summary of where you're at in terms of your career, what you're up to, your background.
I've worked in PR for 5 years now. I got into it by accident. I'd been interning at a lot of newspapers. Been doing freelance writing for, did some for BBC, and then a job doing PR for a local NHS came up, and it appealed to a lot of the skills that I had, so I took it, and then fell in love with the NHS and working for it.
So who do you work for now?
I work for the Fostering Network. I've got a strong desire to serve the community. I've had a couple of periods of unemployment, and it wasn't because I wasn't offered work, it was because I have a very clear idea of who I want to work for. For example, I don't believe in what the current administration are doing with the Department of Health. So when I was offered a job with the Department of Health, I turned it down because I couldn't face it. I couldn't condone actions which I'm against, and I certainly couldn't sit there and promote it on a day-to-day basis.
If people want to follow you on Twitter, what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is @dom_Stevenson with a V.
And finally, a look at what's on. This week we hear about adult ballet classes at Dance School First Steps.
My name's Kit Dickinson and I run First Step School of Dance in Muswell Hill and Hampstead. I am an ex-dancer, danced for 15 years after having trained full-time training for 10 years, then trained as a teacher with the Royal Academy of Dance. I then worked for other dance schools for a while and then found out that I wanted to do my own thing. So I got together with my mother, Sue Dickinson, and the rest is history.
And so was she a dancer as well?
No, my mother wasn't a dancer. She, in fact, after having me, wanted to get fit and not go to the gym. So started adult ballet classes, really loved it, and knew she was never going to actually dance. But thought, okay, if I can't dance, I shall train to teach.
Never having done ballet as a child?
Not at all. She was a late starter.
And how did she find it?
I think she always found it a challenge because she hadn't done it at a young age. And I think learning some skills later on in life can be more of a challenge. But she absolutely loved it and loved the movement to music more than anything else. Preferred that than getting fit any other way.
So what kind of people come to your adult classes?
Absolutely every walk of life, from barristers to bankers to teachers to actresses to mums to students, absolutely everybody, and all ages. So as long as you can move, you can do adult ballet.
Give us some idea about what to expect.
If you were to come into, let's say, a beginner's adult ballet class, you'd come in, you'd do some bar work, so you're holding onto the bar, then you would come into the centre and do some simple centre practice, which is basically some of the things you've done at the bar in the centre, so you have a little less support. Then you'd do maybe some turns and pirouettes, and then you'd finish with jumps. You'd start off with little jumps and then end with what's called grand allegro, which is big jumps, so you really get a sense of dance and movement. Benefits are flexibility, toning, control and coordination. Also, it's a way of expressing yourself.
What are you offering at the moment?
We're offering jazz for adults and we're offering ballet for adults at three different levels: beginners, improvers and advanced. Beginners would be for people who've done nothing before. Improvers for 1 to 2 years experience, and advanced for people who have done it before and are maybe coming back to it.
And you offer free taster lessons?
Free taster. If you enjoy it and it's the right level for you, you're then registered with the school and you're invoiced for the remainder of the term. So it's not a drop-in and pay, which quite a lot of dance centres are. This is very much a school in that, you know, it's a course of study that it's very beneficial for the student to come every week. We have a website, www.firststepsdance.info, and all our information is on there.
Kit Stevenson from First Steps. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Emma Whittlestone, Dominic Stevenson and Kit Dickinson. If you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can log on to muswellhillmedia.co.uk/N10 or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.